It's deprogrammed and, you know, whatever. Things, it's cool if shit wants to blow out your drums and not work right. Yeah, you know, I'd say that's pretty much par for the course. Fredo, let me get it set up, man. Let me... Fredo. There, I left dead air. You happy now, Fredo? You happy now?
Yes, I'm happy.
Normally, this is where I would do the big sell, but, you know, sometimes, sometimes some things happen, and they happen for a reason, and, I don't know.
Here's your $2.
Here's your $2. I will say this, if, I understand if you want to get out of the Patreon now, since, Radio Free Radio, will no longer be a thing, but... There will be shows that are continuing, and GMYD, WrestlePals, and Deprogrammed possibly will be at least three of them. Just depends. It depends on some setups and stuff, so I don't know, man.
The program might still continue?
It might. It might, Rabbit. It might.
I haven't just...
I mean, I know lots of people like the show. I love doing the show, you know.
Right.
I'm actually going to have time now.
Yeah, wow.
Now we could, you know what? Your first programmed, deprogrammed podcast. Now that you got time. The Grateful Dead.
Oh, we stop.
All 1,000 of their live albums.
Nope.
No, you guys are going to do that episode in 2 weeks from right now. Radio for Radio.
I'm not saying I won't do a Grateful Dead, but nope.
Well, if you're trying to get listeners to the first podcast episode of it, the Grateful Dead's a good choice.
I guess. Tonight we're talking Depeche Mode, and the panel is in-house Brian Lewis stepping into the studio, new studio,
for the first and last time. Nice. Yeah, I've done this show now officially more than I did my old show.
Oh.
So now I get to do one of your last episodes, so you're welcome for ruining your entire radio station twice now.
Also joining us via the telephone, one Ronnie Mexico, or as most people know him, Alfredo Torres.
Hey, what's up, dude? You know what? It feels strange. This is my last deprogram on the station, and it's the first one where I'm not Skyping in or there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just I'm in a phone call.
I'm in a hotel room in Fairfax. They got to be in D.C. tomorrow.
Keep your hands, you know, above board, as it were.
Dude, I got here at 5 o'clock, and I told this to Matt Wade. I was talking to him earlier. I've seen 20, 25 people in this hotel room.
I thought you were going to say penises.
I was going to say porn.
Well, here's the thing. I've seen 25 guests.
Uh-huh.
Not one woman.
Ooh.
So, keep your hands, you know, above board.
Oh, dude, I got the door locked, and I've got it barricaded. The lady behind the check-in desk, a midget.
Is midget still okay to say?
No.
Nah, it's okay for me. I don't give a shit. I'm 50. I still say Oriental. So, there you go.
I'm 50!
They built the damn railroads, man.
You know what? We don't say Asian rugs. We say Oriental.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
Rugs.
But are you comparing people to rugs?
So anyway, but yes, and I got the hotel room door barricaded in case this becomes Night of the Living Gays and they all just try to attack me and kill me.
Yes, because they all want your penis, Fredo. Every last one of them.
Every stinking last one of them.
I mean, I know every time I saw him, I just salivated and I couldn't control my erections at all.
Well, it's true.
I understand it. You know, one or two, I'm flattered and I push away, but when you got 20, 25, they're going to be beating down this door. Especially once they find out that we're talking about the Depeche Mode.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the few episodes where my mom has chimed in, because my mom, a big Depeche Mode. We never got around to, or we haven't, I'll say. For now, we haven't gotten around to U2. I know she's a big U2 fan as well.
Really?
Yeah. We haven't gotten to U2 yet. Eventually, we'll get there. But I know she's a big Depeche Mode fan. I don't remember her listening to a lot of Depeche Mode. But, like, I also kind of didn't pay attention to music until the 90s. Like,
all right.
I mean, I remember occasionally hearing some Tom Tom Club and a lot of Barbara Streisand, a lot of Rod Stewart.
Nice.
A lot of Rod Stewart.
Nice. Your mom sounds like a cool person.
Oh, man. Both my mom and my grandmother love Rod Stewart. Like, that's it's amazing.
And all the different eras of Rod Stewart. Like, your grandmother's into the Yardbirds and shit. And then
you mean the Faces.
Yeah, the Faces.
Yeah, that's what I meant. With the, yeah.
With Ron Wood and, yeah.
And Jim and Steve.
And Jim, Steve. Steve Winwood, Steve.
Oh, I was right.
a legitimate Steve. Actually, Steve Winwood wasn't in the Faces. It was Ron Wood. But that's for a future deprogrammed.
My mom says, and I actually remember a lot of Blondie, too.
Blondie's the...
Okay.
I love Blondie.
And then, like, as we got...
How old's your mom?
Let's see. If I am 36, then she is 56. Sorry to put your age out there, Mom.
You should have just said older than me, and I would have got it.
Fair enough. But sometimes I don't think well on my feet. So,
yeah, that's that one up. The best thing you could have said was just 20 years older than me.
Well, hello, Mrs. Hulkster. Well, actually, your wife is Mrs. Hulkster.
Yeah.
Mom Hulkster.
Would you call her She Hulkster?
Hey. Yeah, that's right. Her birthday's already passed. Her birthday is in April. So, she's already had her next birthday. Mine's not till October. So. I'm not trying to make you sound old or nothing, Ma. But you old. Ha! All right. So, okay. So this week we're talking Depeche Mode. And actually, Brian has a bit of a bone of contention here. Like, we didn't want to get into it in the messenger. And I can't say that I felt the same way because obviously I didn't know until I started listening. But the albums we chose is
we.
Well, it was mostly you. And I mean, again, you laid them out, and I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, I didn't know. No way I could. But Brian was
like...
I like
a lot of their later records, man. There's some really good gems on there. Some of my favorite songs that are on those records.
You know what? So do I, and we could have expanded another two, at least another two.
Well...
I would have went all the way up to Sounds of the Universe. I love that record.
Here's the thing. As it plays out, as the things have been happening with the station, I didn't get the finish. So, like, I put 14 in. Now, here's the one thing I will say about Depeche Mode. There were, like, maybe a handful that, like, as I'm listening, I'm like, nah, you know, these aren't in. And then there was, like, there was already the 14 that I heard the first time, and I'm like, yep. And then... most of the rest of the stuff, and I think I got through all the records first time through. I didn't get to go back around for, you know, the second and final cut. But most of them were, like, right there on the fence. It's like, so basically, the way I'm playing it is my six extra are wild cards. I'm going to latch onto something that you or Fredo say, and I'm going to help push it through.
Yeah.
How about this, Brian?
Yeah.
One song... from anything after Songs of Faith and Devotion.
I can add one?
Add one. I add one, you add one. Since just as a wild card, if Justin, Brian has to make a solid case for his song. I have to make a solid case for my song. You're the one who's going to... if we don't make a solid enough case, then you dismiss it.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm into that.
Okay, one. But one song, and we have to identify that one song.
The one that's outside of the list, yeah.
Right.
Okay. And I got mine.
I got mine, too.
I actually really enjoyed my time with Depeche Mode. And, you know, I hate saying that every week because it sounds like I'm just a broken record. And I don't know if I just like music enough to be able to just listen to everything, you know, objectively. But I really enjoyed my time with Depeche Mode. I wish that things weren't the way they were. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some of that sad music could have helped this week.
Yeah, it would have helped you put in a lot of the later of the selected records.
Yeah,
I agree. I definitely agree.
But I mean, it just came to a point where I didn't want to do anything like at all.
You should have just put on Black Celebration and just lost yourself.
It was hard going to your show this Saturday because, like, you know,
I'm glad you came though.
Well, I wanted to be there. You know what I mean? But like. It was hard. I didn't want to leave the house. Like, we didn't decide until last night.
Yeah, because I talked to Matt at the show, and he didn't say anything about it. So.
Yeah, we didn't decide, but we had a talk Saturday night that was like, what the fuck are we doing, essentially? And, you know, both Matt and I feel like death, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to be a bummer, but this is
Depeche Mode.
So here's one thing I will say, though. Oh, no, go ahead, Fredo. Go ahead, I'll follow you.
I was just going to say that, you know, just based on the announcement that Matt made and you guys obviously talking about it, and you and I have talked, and I've talked to Matt also, you know, offline. But, dude, be proud of what you've done, man.
Fuck yeah.
I mean...
Be proud. And Brian, I'm sure, you know, Brian's been in a couple bands, and I'm sure he's put everything into a band and it's gone away, and it sucked at that moment. But in hindsight, you just sit there and just be proud of everything, because you know what? For every one person who sits there and tries to go for a dream, 100 people just sit there and dream.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know, so.
It'll take me a second to get there, but like I still even though it's folding, like it was still a success to me. Like,
hell yeah!
I mean, everything after the first day was a success to me. The fact that it we got it off the ground and running, like, was a success to me. And we've been on air for so long.
Yeah, it's been what, like 2 years almost?
Almost a year and a half ish. Give or take. It was the end of January of 2016. Okay. So, like, we're hovering around that year and a half mark. And, you know, we took a leap, and we thought, man, this will be great for the station and, you know, great for visibility, and it didn't work out that way. And Matt and I, this is the way we looked at it, is we can scrimp and, you know, try to, like, scrape through the summer, and we could, but, like, if at the end of the summer we're in the same place and it's... we have to make the same decision, then we just went through the summer
for no reason.
Vain,
yeah. It just further made it stressful for you guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, here, you know, that it sucks. It sucks a big one, but, you know.
It bummed me out, man. Like, I was having a good day today, and then I saw that, and I got real bummed out.
You're welcome.
Like, yeah, thank you. Like, it's the first good day I've had in a long time. I've been in an existential crisis because I hate my birthday, and... then I hear that shit, I'm like, oh, shit, cool. I'm glad I was born now again.
Oh, man.
I've been too busy drinking.
No. I haven't done enough of that in 8 years, 9 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Too long.
You could have had a delicious Brian Lewis at the show.
I could have. Matt did.
I know.
I got to find out about that. We'll talk about that later, but...
find out about what? Like, Matt
about
drinking?
About Matt getting wasted, yes.
Yeah, he did. He was happy.
That's funny to me.
Yeah, me too. But, so, here's a few things I will say about Depeche Mode. And I always knew that they were an influence on the Smashing Pumpkins. But, like, until, like, getting, you know, probably, like, third or fourth record in, like, there's songs I'm just listening to. And it's not just... they're an influence on the Pumpkins. I heard the influence on, like, my favorite Pumpkin stuff, like Adore and Machina.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow. Okay. I mean, I feel like this is the first band I've done where that correlation has been made. Like, cause there's been plenty of bands where I did the discovery and I really enjoyed them. And it's been, man, I can't believe I haven't been listening to them all along.
Right.
This is the first time I can, there's been bands that I've done where it's like I hear the influence on Brian.
Yeah.
This is the first band where I listen to them and they directly, like, I can directly hear the influence on my favorite band.
I would say this. Depeche Mode walks a real thin line of of a lot of what would fall under the punk slash new wave genre, which breaks into a lot of different subgenres. But one of the things that they don't really get looked at enough, at least in my opinion, Brian, you can back me up on this if you agree, is the influence that they have on grunge. And I'll say it because of their darker lyrics. They would probably be one of the, I would say Depeche Mode would probably be the only still touring goth band.
Yeah.
That still plays stadiums, you know? And a lot of people don't look at them as goth.
No, they don't. Like they always towed that line between pop and
right.
And they didn't really get dark until their third or fourth record, when Gore really found his stride as a songwriter.
Well, that was after Vince Clarke left.
Yeah.
Who went on to form Yaz. He was the happy guy.
Yeah, Steinman. I know that guy.
Yeah, Steinman. Yeah, Steinman.
And it was, you know, there's those moments, and this is where I agree with Brian. Like, those first two, maybe three records, the first two for sure, they were fine records. I enjoyed them enough, yeah. You know what I mean? But, like, I didn't fall into a groove of listening to them until, I forget the order right now, but I want to say it was record three.
That would be construction time again.
Construction time again. That's where I started falling into a groove. And literally, everyone after that, I'm finding myself going, oh man, yeah, that and that, and oh man, that and oh man, that's good. Oh, I like that. And I don't know. I feel like in hindsight, we probably could have dropped those first two records.
I agree.
I
love their first record. It's a straight pop record, electro pop record. I think right. Once Clark left, it took Martin Gore kind of. I think those middle two albums, the second and third album, are kind of reconstructing, no pun intended, to the third record's name, but
right.
they were redefining themselves, and I think we could have picked up at the fourth record on, and that way
I definitely would have picked up at the third record, just because a song that we'll go into, which I think is essential in really starting that mode of darkness, of negativity. Of life is not grand, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a song on the third album, and on Construction Time again, and I'll bring it up when we start the game. That really, I think, is a song that starts them. It all starts with that song when it gets out there. So I would have dropped the first two. I would have added at least two more on the back end. In hindsight,
yeah, and that's all you can do is in hindsight. But it's nice to know that. Because I hadn't talked to Brian about that until I went to the show Saturday. Yeah. That I kind of, as a new ear, I kind of felt the same way. It always makes me feel good when I don't always pick "quote unquote" the right songs,
mm-hmm.
but it always makes me feel good when I get the feeling that the band is trying to portray.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right. Like,
so even in moments where there's bands that I didn't enjoy as much. I still understood what they were doing. And I think that's, right. for me, as I can't necessarily call myself a music nerd or a music buff, but I maybe just as simple as a music lover. That's important to me, to understand what the musician's doing.
I would say that you're a music nerd, Ben.
I would, too.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe on the, well, you know, the lower levels.
Maybe more than, I mean, considering, you know, the conversations you and I have had, especially, you know, back when I did the debacle. You know, and you would jump on the air and talk and hold your own. Yeah, don't sell yourself short, buddy.
Yeah, man.
One of us. All right, so before we hop into the game, have either of you seen Depeche Mode live?
No, I'm hoping to see them in September.
I was hoping to go to the show in D.C., but I'm hoping I'm going to be able to.
Oh, yeah?
Unfortunately, which is, I think, their last tour, they said?
I don't know. If it's their last tour, then I'm definitely going to make it somehow, some way.
So, I mean, not having delved into any of their live stuff,
they're actually, like, I've heard live recording. They sound really good live. Like, okay, there's a lot of like electro bands don't really hold up, you know, like especially like, electronic bands, but they nail it live, man.
So is this a situation where it's not so much performance, but it's a music show? Like you go
it's a show from my understanding. You know, not a lot of action, not a Kiss Iron Maiden show.
Yeah, no.
You know, but a show where they interact with the crowd. The crowd is all about it. If you've ever been to a Morrissey show, it's kind of the same way in that the crowd and the artist have a relationship, and so they play off of that relationship.
Man, I cried so much at Morrissey last year.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is going to a Morrissey show. I was running spotlights at the Norva and looking at the crowd and going, "You're smiling. Why are you smiling? There's nothing to smile about." And the crowd just fucking, and I just fucking lost it, man.
Oh, man.
All right, just a couple things real quick. Leah is in on the YouTube. She said, "This is a great show, and I want it to endure forever. Thank you. Don't give up. You can find a way. And you are a friend of music, Justin." I think that's pretty apt. I think I am a friend of music. I think that's a good way to put it. And my mom chimes in, "You grew up with a lot of tunes." I agree. I didn't start paying attention until the 90s. And I've told this story a million times. I may have even told it when we did. I know you don't like the Chili Peppers, Brian, but
I hate them.
Blood Sugar Sex Magik, when it came out.
Great album.
One of my fondest memories of my childhood is my dad sitting on the couch, pulling out the lyric sheet for Blood Sugar Sex Magik, and I think it was Sir Psycho Sexy, and reading the lyrics aloud, just reading them, just normally. And it's one of my fondest memories. It's hilarious. And I just laughed my ass off. And just thinking about it now, it's hilarious.
See, you know, I kind of understand what you're talking about in the sense of growing up on music, but not really diving into it until, and it makes sense, until there was a music that you could call your own.
Yeah.
You know, which it's the 80s. For me, it was, you know, it was a combination of early punk and disco.
Okay.
That was the music that you know, at 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, that I could call my own, because everything else was, you know, my brothers, my sisters, my parents. I get it.
I didn't gravitate to anything until high school, really. Like, even through middle school, like, there's stuff I knew, I enjoyed, but until I was able to call the Pumpkins my own,
yeah,
nothing was mine. And then the Pumpkins, around the Pumpkins and Local H shortly after, and that's why they're still 1 and 2 in my book, Pumpkins and Local H.
And then you got into some terrible music for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then you got into the Weather Girls. And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, it's playing right outside my door. I think they're congregating now.
Oh, 2000 Justin was the worst, because 2000 Justin was like, "I'm trying to be metal guy, Justin."
Oh, yeah.
And I can still listen to Pantera on occasion, but that's like the only thing that's survived from that.
Yeah, no, I can't listen to Pantera at all.
Really?
I just like the guitar.
Like, I'm almost ashamed to have had any of their records.
Oh, yeah?
At this point.
Are you serious?
Like, I still love Slayer, though. Like, I'll listen to Slayer all day long, but, like, like, especially with Phil Anselmo being a literal screaming racist.
Fair.
Like, it's just... I'm just...
No,
just
I'm sorry, man. I still like Pantera. I'm still a fan. But then again, you know, I'm still a fan of Limp Bizkit. And anybody who fucking sits there and makes fun of them while they were... You know, 15 years ago, playing fucking $3 bill, y'all, or $2, whatever the fuck that was called. You know,
it was even longer than that. I want to say $3 bill was like 98.
Yeah, okay. I'll play your game. 98, sure. All right.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, because like they blew up with Nookie, and Nookie was like 99, 2000.
Oh, yeah. God, I still love that fucking song. I don't give a shit what anybody says. That song, that's, you know. You know me.
Yeah.
I did it. That song is me. I did it for the fucking
But what did you do with the cookie, Fredo?
I fucking stuck it up their ass.
You stick it up there, yeah?
You should open up your hotel room door and say that loud.
Yeah. Just say, hey, I got this cookie. Let me stick it up your yeah.
Hey, we should talk about Depeche Mode.
That's probably a good idea. I'm just watching the numbers dwindle down.
Yeah, let's get to Depeche.
Hey, everybody, Depeche Mode. The name of the game is Deprogrammed, and the three of us have put together a list of 20. Me, it was only 14. And 20
and Brian
songs.
And I have 21 now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to mash these lists together. If it's on all three of our lists, it automatically makes the starter kit for Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
10 songs that we're going to present to you at the end of the episode. If it's on two of ours, it'll make it back for the conversation later. Again, usually on these Discovery apps, there's not much I go to bat for. It usually becomes between the other panel members, what they want to fight for, and what they want to push their will on me.
Last time, it was just me and Bobby pushing through Afghan wig sauce.
And then there was the cool guy list.
Yeah.
Even after all of that, there was a cool guy list.
That was a good show, by the way.
Afghan wigs, again, like, that's a band. That's one of those bands that I'm like, man, I can't believe he's that I'm... Up. Yeah.
I'm so bummed we can't do the Twilight Singers episode now. Man, damn.
We will. It'll happen. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. And I'm... you know, I felt that, you know, that and the Monkees were the two bands that you really, like, God, I missed them.
No. The Monkees episode, that's not to disparage the Monkees, though. That was a great episode. And I enjoyed my time with the Monkees, but that was a great episode for reasons other than the songs.
Yes. We'll talk about that. You know, you can do that next week. The
A retrospective, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess, because, let's see, what's next week? Not Propagandy, Car Seat Headrest, actually. We're doing Car Seat Headrest next week.
I
can't pull the plug because Chris would be really upset with me because Propagandy
Chris
wants
to do shellac,
in 2 weeks.
Too.
Yeah. And we haven't gotten around there yet, so. And plus, Madonna's on the bill. I got to do Madonna, right?
Madonna's
You'd
be the only guy
away.
Who has it.
Yeah.
Hey, Depeche Mode, let's talk about that.
Back to Depeche Mode. All right, so I'm gonna throw this one out here first. It's funny because looking in the chat, my mom threw this song out first. She said it's one of her favorites, and it's one of the 14 that stuck out to me on first go around. I'm going Policy of Truth.
Missed mine. I cut it.
I cut it, but. I got a few songs from Violator. That's one of the reasons I cut that one.
Same here.
I loved Violator.
It's a great record.
Well, Violator is my favorite album of all time.
Oh, okay.
It's an album that has a story for me. At the time that the album came out, here real quick, I'll just tell you the time. Violator came out in '89. And MTV played a few songs from it, and I heard it, and I was like, all right, that's cool. After I graduated college in 90, I moved down to Florida, and I had picked up the album Violator. And I moved in with my brother Louis, God rest his soul, he's passed on, who's a recovering drug addict. And I would go to Narcotics Anonymous meetings with him, and I'd hang out with him, and he'd tell me stories of his days using and his days in recovery. And I remember listening to the album. This is back in the day when you listened to albums straight. And Violator, to me, told a story of a drug addict. From the minute he starts using to the end when he's clean. And that's actually the last song on the album is Clean.
Yeah.
Oh. And if you listen...
Gahan, too.
I'm sorry. Yeah, if you listen, and Gahan was actually starting to really start dabbling with drugs at the time. But if you listen to the album with that in your mind, the album takes on a whole different meaning. Really, really does.
All right, we'll pass it
but
on.
That being said, I don't have.
Yeah. I don't either.
I missed. I swung wildly and I missed. Brian, you're up.
Okay. Well, since I know everyone doesn't like the first record, I'm going to swing and a miss on this one, I bet. But I love the title of this song. It's a Catchy little pop song. I sometimes wish I were dead.
Oh, that one was on my radar, though.
Yeah.
No, I didn't put that one only because the first album, I went with a different song.
Okay.
And I'll mention it just to keep the first time. The first time was extremely poppy.
Yeah.
And actually, it reminds me of another band that was kind of gothy, Ministry. If you've ever heard Ministry's first album.
Or yeah, early Ministry, yeah.
Early Ministry, yeah. With Every Day is Halloween and stuff like that. Yeah. It's classic. But I went with, and it was kind of a minor hit for them, first album, Just Can't Get Enough.
Just Can't Get Enough.
Yeah, I cut it because everyone knows that song. So.
Even I knew that one.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're not going to make it.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I'll stay right there on the first record. I'm going to go Puppets.
Nope.
I'm done. I'm done with the first album.
I still have one more.
Later. All right, Brian. You are up.
Okay. This might be my favorite Depeche Mode song. I'm not sure. It's a single, technically, but it's on the B-side of... I think Black Celebration. It is But Not Tonight.
Nope.
Man, I love that song. It's such a great song.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, it's my favorite Depeche Mode song.
No, it's a good song.
I think it is.
We're off to a rocky start here.
Yeah. Let's pull this thing around, Fredo.
Alright, I'm gonna go with my favorite song by Depeche Mode, and it's off of Violator, and I'm going to be going back and back to that album. It's the fourth track, and it's Halo.
It was a hard cut for me from that record.
Oh!
Only because I had other ones I wanted to put in. From that
right, record. Right. What about you, Justice?
Well, I don't have it, but I also don't have six to make 20.
Well, this would be one I would maybe implore you to lean on so that we can go back to visit it. Especially
did you say it was a hard cut for you?
It was a hard cut for me. It almost made it.
So this is what I'll do. I'll include that as one of my 20 to push it through the conversation.
Cool. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Okay. Especially because this is the second round and it hasn't been a song yet. It's made it into the conversation.
Yeah, we've got one in the combo.
And only by default.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, come on, Justice.
All right, yeah.
I don't feel good about any of these anymore. I'm going to go with More Than a Party.
No.
Nope.
No wonder this station's going under.
Yep.
This is great.
Swings and misses.
Wow.
Swings and misses.
We're going to go three rounds and have shit.
Yep. All right, Brian.
Come on, Brian.
Try to pull us out of it.
Jesus Christ. I feel like I should go something. The Things You Said.
No.
No. Justin, it's on oh my god, Music for the Masses. Yeah,
see, that's why I didn't get
that. It's the second track off Music for the Masses.
Nope.
Awesome. This is going great.
This is going swimmingly.
This is my favorite show.
My goal now is to make sure
I just want to all miss show.
I don't know what we'd do if that's what happens. What do we do?
Okay. We just be shut down.
Here you go. Are you ready for this one?
Uh-huh. You ready for this one? You ready?
Okay. Off the Speak and Spell album, it's an instrumental.
Oh, please.
Big Muff.
Yes. Yes, I have it.
Yes.
Yes, I have Big Muff. And you just got me to say I have Big Muff on the radio, so that works out. That was one of Martin Gore's penned songs on that record.
Yeah.
He had that tour.
No, I know I don't have it, but I think I'm going to push it through because it was definitely on my I need to listen to it again. So I'm pushing it through as a unanimous.
Okay, cool. That works.
We got one.
We all agree on Big
Muff. It only took us three rounds.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome.
All right. Wow. So now it's up to me to try to keep the momentum going.
Yes.
Let me go ahead and smack it right down. I don't feel good about any of these anymore after all this.
I know.
I really don't feel
I've
good about any of them.
I've lost all faith in this.
Okay. I feel like this one, there was a couple songs that I erased because I was like, this doesn't really feel like a Depeche Mode song. Like, this doesn't feel like what they're going for. And then by the time I got to...
Which record is this?
By the time I got to Music for the Masses.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, this is actually a Depeche Mode song, and I've been wrong this whole time. So, it's just that they had a different kind, and I just didn't put the math together. I'm going with I Want You Now.
Almost.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's a good song. Don't get me wrong.
Do you think this building is tall enough for me to jump off of?
Hey. Any building's tall enough.
If you, said, you put your mind to it.
It's not the jump, it's the landing.
Yes.
Hey, but we got Big Muff on.
Yeah, we sure did.
That's the only thing that's landing right now.
We sure did. All right,
well,
Brian.
I want to apologize to your mother.
Yeah, sorry,
Mom. That's the only song that we've gotten through so far is Big Muff.
Sorry for putting your age out there and talking about Big Muff.
Yep.
Yeah, Brian, come on.
All right. All right, this is one of the more popular ones. I'm going to go for it. I Feel You. And Songs of Faith and Devotion.
Okay,
cool.
Oh.
Justin?
No, that's my turn. It's my turn.
I definitely don't, but I'm putting that into the conversation because it was on my radar, so I'm going to take that as one
it's
of
a
mine.
Good one. It's a nice guitar-driven song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the problem is I didn't get that chance with the last
the later albums.
Yeah. I didn't get to get my second time through, so all right, Fredo.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go with that album with that song off of Construction Time Again. It was a minor hit for the live version of the song actually is what really drove a lot of people off of 101 and it's Everything Counts.
I have the reprise version of that because I like
right.
I like the minimalist music to it.
Right.
But I'm gonna say yeah, go yeah. So technically, I have it too. So
right.
Well,
do you remember that one, Justin?
No. But
it's in the conversation.
It's in the conversation. So I mean. Everything counts, they say.
In large amounts.
Everything counts in large amounts.
Right now, it's all small amounts on this show, but except for big ones. It's a large amount.
Time to bust out the Colin, I think.
My God. Man, I'm just looking at the fucking ground coming up as this plane crashing.
I really want to see the song that we all actually legitimately agree on.
Yeah. There's got to be at least one.
There has to be, right?
There has to be at least one.
There is. I believe it.
I apologize to Depeche Mode.
Yes,
well, they're listening.
I don't know. Like Leah said in the gimmick, the YouTube chat just shows that there's a wide array.
Yeah,
the gimmick.
How about this one? A Question of Time.
Almost. It was a hard
yes.
cut.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank God.
I got it.
All right.
Oh, wait.
What?
Wait.
He said a question of time, not a question of lust.
Just yeah, I got a question of time.
Okay, good.
Okay, cool.
All right. It's there for the combo.
I'm into that because it was hard for me to cut anything from Black Celebration because that's my favorite record.
Right.
And and I ran into the same problem pulling stuff off of that you did with Lullabies from Queens.
Yeah.
It's a concept album. It's all, you can take it all together,
yeah.
all at once. So.
Yep.
But I'm gonna do one from that record right now. That's on my list.
Sure.
Here is the House.
No. No, I'm sorry.
Love that song.
Justin?
You know what? It's not on my list, but I'm going to... That'll be my third one that I'm sticking up for, because okay. That was definitely on my radar.
Okay. Let me go. Let's keep the Black Celebration going.
Yes, let's
let us.
I've got a question of lust.
Okay, it was a hard cut for me.
I don't have it. I mean, you gotta put it out there. You never know.
If I put that one, I had to put a question of time, and I didn't want to put both of them on there, and just basically be my whole list was Black Celebration.
Well, I got what 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 songs off of Violator, so.
I have 4 from Black Celebration. That's the most for any record. But
okay.
Go ahead, Justin.
Where do I go? I don't feel good about any of them. I think I've only landed one thing.
Do something from one of their last 3 records that you have. It's more likely we're going to hit on those.
How about Behind the Wheel?
Yes, I have Behind the Wheel.
Yes.
Whoa, yeah. Really?
Oh, wait. Yeah. We all have it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Really? For the match? Yes. That's awesome.
Nice.
We got one legitimately on.
And that was a last-minute ad for me, too. So I was debating between that and another one.
I'd like to applaud ourselves.
We've done a great job.
Patting myself on the back. We've done something good here today, gentlemen.
Yes.
All right, Brian.
This is a popular song. I don't care. It's I fucking love this song. It's still great. Enjoy the silence.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? I don't have it, but I'm putting that one through because I wanted another listen to it.
Yeah. You know me in singles. I usually cut them, but that's just too fucking good, man. That's a great song.
Well, I'll tell you, the majority of my stuff from them is they're singles.
Yeah.
They really are, because they just... Depeche Mode was one of those bands that was always there in my life.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of their stuff really spoke to me. So, let's go. Let's try this again. Music for the Masses. Never Let Me Down Again.
Yep, it's on mine.
I don't.
One of my favorites, actually.
Yes, that one made it through.
Yeah, oh, Justin, did you have it?
Awesome.
No, it's still in the conversation.
God damn. that's such a. Oh, I love that fucking.
Yeah, but
song.
You know what? Right now we're about par for the course for most episodes.
Okay.
3 are through, and 6 are in the combo.
What 3 are through?
Big Muff.
Oh, Big Muff.
Behind the Wheel.
That's right.
And Enjoy the Silence.
I'm into that.
Okay.
I also have 2 more that I can latch on to.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's my turn, right?
Yes.
I've got Stripped.
Yep, absolutely.
Nice.
I don't have it.
Mm. Oh, well.
Wait a minute. What album was that off of?
Black Celebration.
That's the Black Celebration.
Yes.
No, I don't have it.
Mm. Okay.
Oh.
But it's still there.
Yeah, we had 2. And then me and you have 2. So
good. That I'm almost positive that's going to end up going in. Because that was a hard cut for me, obviously, if it's not on here.
All right. Brian?
Okay, I'm going to go obscure and completely ruin this that we're on right now and go with Nothing from Music for the Masses.
Nope.
It's a great song.
Fredo?
But, while we're on Music for the Masses and swinging and missing, how about Little 15?
Yeah, I cut that one.
Yeah,
it was a hard cut.
I don't have that one. Nah. Bearded broad.
The famous guy had it. What's his name? Oh yeah, Jesus.
Steve had it.
Steve Jesus.
Steve Jesus had
Steve
it.
Is
all
Christ.
Right, come on.
Bring us back. How about Something to Do?
No. I thought about it, but I cut it for another song on that record.
Yeah.
I know what I'll be latching onto later. All right, Brian.
I'm gonna just keep on this train of failure and just go Love in Itself.
I got it.
Really? From Construction Time again. Yeah, that's the only song from that record I have. Well, technically, because I put Everything Counts on there. But
it's in the conversation.
Yeah,
I don't have it.
We are. I mean, it feels like we're failing a lot, but we're actually like now we have righted the ship. It's about.
If anybody listening Is anybody watching us?
No.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the... Okay, I wasn't sure. Because they got to be going, wow, great experts you got on the band.
Well,
you know what we... You, let's go off and let's bring a new album into the mix.
Okay.
Okay, this would be... I would say this would be the album that really brought them to America. It had People on People, People Are People on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the song. But let's go with let's go with Blasphemous Rumors.
I thought about that one and I didn't. I cut it, man.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh.
I ain't got it.
I think it should be in the conversation, though. I got.
Well, let's if he doesn't listen, let's wait.
Okay.
I mean, we've got enough. If that one didn't make it, that's fine. I'm not going to push that hard for it.
Because as it is right now, we only have to cut one from our conversation, and everything will go in.
Okay.
So that'll be easy.
Which is good, because we're probably not going to get another song in.
No, probably not.
All right.
Wow.
Actually, you mentioned this one earlier, Fredo, so I'm going to go ahead and officially play it. Clean.
Yep, I got it.
Yep. Yeah, that's all. That's definitely... I love it. I love that song.
Blam, and just like that, we've got four through.
Right back on top.
Damn.
See? Right. See, we started out slow. And depressing.
Well, we'll get back to depressing.
Yeah. Brian.
All right. I'll go back to, oh my God, what's the name of that record? What people are people on it that we were just talking about?
Some Great Reward.
Yes, that's what the name escaped me. Lie to Me is the only song on that one I have.
Nope.
I'm sure it's on no one's list, yeah.
Nope.
I cut Something to Do for that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what?
We're off by a shade.
I'm lost. Where I'm supposed to be in my list right now? To be completely honest,
it's just so many misses.
Can we pick another band right now?
Yeah.
Hey, this is how I feel like almost every week. So
wow. Let's change to new
right,
order.
You know what?
That's easier.
Here we go. All right. You know what? Let's cut the shit.
I've only got four left.
Okay.
Well, plus I have two that I can latch onto.
I'm bringing us back right now. Songs of Faith and Devotion, Walking in My Shoes.
Yep, absolutely.
I got it.
Got it.
Awesome. That song had to be on. That's my second favorite song.
That's a great one.
That's such a great... Oh, my God.
See, gents? See? We don't have to be all doom and gloom. We're doing great here, actually. It just doesn't feel that way because we're missing so many.
The stench of failure.
But like
we're
already halfway through. Like there's already five in.
Oh my God.
All right, so let me go ahead and promptly put a stop to that. Satellite.
Nope. Nope.
No.
All right.
Is your mother playing along?
How we doing, Mom?
That sounded like a Sean Connery joke.
Is your mother playing along?
Is your mother playing along? She says music finally. Leah says we're doing great.
Cool.
Yeah, so, she's happy. Good.
Yeah. All right. So I...
Brian.
Yeah, it's Brian.
You came up with Satellite.
I'm going to go with World in My Eyes.
No. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just
to the conversation?
It's the conversation.
It's in the conversation. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Ferrado?
Let's go Music for the Masses, Strange Love.
It was a hard cut for me because I had too many singles on my list.
You know what? I'll go ahead and I will use up one of my latches.
Especially like the album version with that extended intro.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so good.
Yeah, I know.
Because it was on my radar. I technically didn't cut it, so.
All right. So that's you've used four.
I've got one. I've got one more latch left, and I've got two more songs in my list.
Okay. We got five songs in. Holy shit.
Yeah, we're doing just fine. It just took us a little while to get there.
My list is depleted at this point.
Yeah. What's your name?
Yep.
Hey, yep. All right. Okay.
Nope.
I love that song. It's such a gay pop song written by a bunch of straight guys.
Who have a huge gay following.
Yeah. Especially Vince Clark did, for sure. He's the one who wrote that song.
That was a great tune. They were right outside my door right now.
You should play that song. Oh, my God.
Play that for them.
Hey, you're such a pretty boy.
Oh. All right.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Brian?
Black Celebration.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yes. That's a great song. Let me see. Let's knock the obvious one out for me.
Okay.
Personal Jesus.
No, I didn't want anything to do with that song.
No, me neither. It was going to be between that or Enjoy the Silence, and I just Enjoy the Silence is a better song.
Yeah.
I agree. I just again, you know, I that was me playing the game.
Yeah.
You
should have known. You should have known you were playing with Brian. I mean,
yes,
we're lucky enough to get Enjoy the Silence in, but that is a rarity on a Brian up.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't help it. I'm an elitist, guys. Actually, I can't help it. I just choose not to.
It's fine. This is the way it is. What are you going to do?
Okay.
All right. This is my last song, and then I have one latch. So.
Okay.
Blue Dress.
I thought about it, dude.
I know. So did I.
Well, you guys can think about it all you want.
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
I have two left. To me, this was the first song that kind of, when Martin Gore took over on the second record, this is the first track on that, the only track on that record that sounds like what they were going to eventually go on to create and evolve more. The Sun and the Rainfall.
Oh, I'm latching to that one. I don't care if
it's that's not. Fine. Yeah, go ahead, latch to it.
Is that the only thing from that record that has seen the light?
That was worth a damn. Yeah,
yeah. I had a possibility if a couple of my songs technicality like wouldn't get in because they were singles and not album cuts.
Right.
I had another instrumental from that record on here, but I didn't. I cut it because some of the songs.
Like I said, a lot of the stuff that I would have listened to more popular stuff, and that's because I kind of, it attached to parts of my life at the time. Okay, here's where I'm going to use my, free spin.
All right.
Okay, off of Exciter.
Okay.
Okay. And it was a minor hit for them, but I just... At the time that this record came out, with the chaos that I was going through in my life, Barrel of the Gun.
Is that on?
That's on Exciter.
That's not on Ultra?
I mean, Ultra. I said Exciter. Okay. You're 100% right. I'm about to say Ultra. Yep, because it was the next album after we.
Mine also comes from Ultra, too. That's not it, though.
So it's up to Justin.
I haven't heard it, so.
Well, okay. What do you think, Brian?
I like it. My add on would be from the same record, the biggest hit from that record. Actually, this probably would be my actual all-time favorite Depeche Mode song. It's No Good.
God damn, how can you... you know what? Now I have to give mine up, because when you sit there and say it's your favorite...
That's a sexy song.
Ugh.
I'll drop mine. Even though my favorite song didn't make it, Halo, but that's fine. I'll drop.
No, Halo's in the conversation.
No, Halo made all.
Is it?
Yeah. Did it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll drop Barrel of a Gun.
Barrel of a Gun.
So that we can move. It's No Good, which is a sexy song.
That's
I agree.
A great
with you.
Fucking song.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and write It's No Good into the conversation. And I think, unless I'm wrong, I think we're all out, aren't we?
No.
I have one more.
Oh, okay. So I am out, though. All
right.
Go ahead, Brian.
Higher Love.
No.
Well, I'm out.
Okay, and obviously I'm out. But just to let you know, I had Somebody from Some Great Reward.
Okay.
Hmm. I had Master and Servant.
I thought about that one, too.
That's such a good song. And I had In Your Room off songs of Faith and Devotion.
I had that on at one point, too. I cut it out.
Such a great song. But, okay. All right. So we got five in, so I'm surprised.
Yeah. We got five in, and so we're sitting pretty right now.
Yes.
All right. So let's take a look at... What's in? We've got Big Muff, Behind the Wheel, Enjoy the Silence, Clean, and Walking in My Shoes are in.
Right.
All right. So The Conversation, Halo, World in My Eyes, What's Your Name, I Feel You, Everything Counts, The Sun and the Rainfall, Love in Itself. Let me switch that one up there just for color-codedness. Black Celebration, A Question of Time, Stripped, Here Is the House, Strange Love, Never Let Me Down Again, and It's No Good.
Holy shit. Did you get five of these?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Is there any of those that feel out of place?
I guess Love in Itself is out of place, even though that was one of ours, Justin, you and I. I'm willing to say that Halo goes through.
Okay.
If we can put It's No Good through.
I'm completely good with that.
All right.
But here's the thing. Oh.
Hmm?
I appreciate you saying that. But the reality is we've already got two songs from Violator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
And we've got a zillion other songs that we really need to discuss. And as much as it breaks my heart.
Do we have anything from Black Celebration that went through?
There's four from the convo, but nothing got the unanimous push.
I'm going to go Strip if we're going to do any of those.
Hold on. I'm going to pull Halo. That hurts.
We'll hold on to Halo just in case.
We'll sidebar it for now.
Sidebar it, yeah.
Okay. Now, you want... Okay, what do we got from Black Celebration?
Black Celebration, A Question of Time, Stripped, Here Is the House.
I'm good with either Stripped or Black Celebration.
Yeah, I'm samesies.
Well, I had Stripped, so I'm totally cool with putting through Stripped.
Okay.
And if... So it sounds like... A Question of Time, Here's the House are both out.
Right.
I love Here's the House, though. I think that's
my favorite song. Yeah, you know what? I don't want to hear it. I got rid of my favorite song.
That's fine.
So for now, we'll push Stripped through.
Yeah, that's
as
fine.
Unanimous. We'll hold on to Black Celebration.
Yeah, we'll hold on.
Okay.
All right. So now we're up to six. So we still got four left. Brian has already offered to remove Love in Itself from the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it just because if it only exists because we have stuff from the first record already through, right? What's Your Name?
We've got What's Your Name is in the conversation and Big Muff is through.
Yeah. So let's Love in Itself is just Martin Gore's first attempt to kind of write that bridge between that really poppy electro song and where they were going to go.
Right.
And that's really the reason why I included it. So I don't think if you want somebody to listen to Depeche Mode and get into them. Maybe that's not the best one.
I can understand that. Totally.
Yep. What do we have off of Construction Time again?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember the color.
Everything
code
counts, right?
Yeah. I think that's it. Yep. Yep. That's the only
one. Okay. All right. Hold off on that.
All right, so this is what remains. Halo, World in My Eyes, What's Your Name, I Feel You, Everything Counts, The Sun and the Rainfall, Black Celebration, Strange Love, Never Let Me Down, Again, It's No Good.
I really want... Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you want, Brian?
Never Let Me Down.
I was just... you know what? That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
All right.
That is a fucking brilliant song.
Yeah, I agree. That beginning,
yeah,
it just drags you in, man.
It's when that snare hits.
Yeah.
So with that, do we want
to say it?
With that, do we want to drop Strangelove?
Mm. I'm good dropping it.
Yeah, if it's between the two, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Just for ease.
I'm gonna make a call for Brian's song "I Feel You."
Mm-hmm.
We've got nothing from
Songs of Faith and Devotion.
We've got "Walking in My Shoes."
No, we got "Walk in My Shoes."
Yeah, that's true. Mm.
Mm.
Sidebar for now.
Yeah. Sidebar, yeah.
All right, so let's what did
you have off of? Ultra.
It's No Good.
Ooh.
That's a fucking great song. I would love to push that through. I really would.
Two, three.
You know what? I don't want to. I'll be honest with you.
That's fine.
But it really is a great example of the sound of that early to mid 90s Depeche Mode.
Because that's after, you know, Wilder left, too, and they were back to a trio again, and
right
at the heart of Johan's heroin problem.
Yeah.
And
but, you know, there was those, you know, from Violator to Exciter. You know, Violator, Songs of Faith and Devotion, Ultra, Exciter, and, well, I'm sorry, there was another one. Which I'm missing right off. I can't think of right now, but there was a group of five albums that, to me, really, really nailed a mature Depeche Mode.
Yeah, Exciter definitely, especially with like Dream On and stuff.
Right. Yeah. So I don't want to push that song, but I believe it has to be in there to give people a feel. So I'm willing to let it go.
I mean,
to let it go through. I mean.
I think we all know what I feel about this. So,
right, it's just, you know, if we're doing the starter pack,
I mean,
it needs to be in there.
I don't think the song actually goes through to you, Fredo, but I was just listening to some clips of it and I dig it. So, let's go push it through.
All right,
blam, just like that. All right, so that puts us at what?
It was like their comeback song too, after because Wilder left and everyone thought they weren't gonna be able to continue.
Yeah,
and then that was it was 3 years afterwards, but that was the single from that record. And it was like it's my favorite, I guess I would have to say.
So now we're down to the nitty gritty. We've got two left, and we gotta
two?
Start. Let's see, one, two, three, slots left, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yep.
Fuck me.
So we have Halo, World in My Eyes, What's Your Name, I Feel You, Everything Counts, The Sun and the Rainfall, Black Celebration. I feel
shit.
We can cut what's your name, because we already have the stuff from the first record already on. So
and let's cut Halo.
I mean,
no,
either that,
it,
you're right. Yeah. Okay,
we've got two on, you know, from Violator.
So let's get rid of World in My Eyes too. While we're at it,
yeah.
All right, now we can start to see this finish line. I Feel You, Everything Counts, The Sun and the Rainfall, Black Celebration.
Everything Counts should go through. I think.
I think so too.
Yeah. It'd be the only thing from that record. So.
Yeah, and plus, it's their first great.
It's
classic lineup song.
It's yeah, it is. And again, it's that, to me, it's that first song that really starts them, where they got popular for them, but that really starts them on that negative outlook. Even though the music is still kind of poppy and still kind of upbeat,
yeah,
it's the words, you know, are definitely showing their true selves, or a hint of what's to come. So yeah,
let's see.
All right, so we got what, Black Celebration left. What else?
Hold on. Black Celebration, I Feel You, and The Sun and the Rainfall.
Ooh. What's the crowd say?
Yeah,
meaning your mom and Vivian. Vivian?
Leah.
Leah. Okay, well, I was close.
How many songs do we have from Songs from Faith and Devotion on the list already?
We only got Walking in My Shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have anything from A Broken Frame.
Nope.
No. Well, what are they saying? Let's
nothing.
Just, wow.
Thanks
they
for
either fell asleep or they
but,
got
but
tired.
But the
of
song sleep. Nothing, though. makes it better than.
What's we got what songs now?
Black Celebration, I Feel You, and The Sun on the Rainfall, correct?
Yep.
Okay, let's drop I Feel You.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Yeah, because we've got now.
Sentimentally, I want to go with Black Celebration because that's my favorite record, and we only have Stripped, I believe, right? From that record.
Yep.
And that's such a great opening track, and it shows you exactly where that record and that band is going to go.
All right. Why is this not playing?
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with Black Celebration. I had it on my list. I like that song.
You know what? In honor of the station closing, mm-hmm. let's have a Black Celebration and put Black Celebration on it.
I think, you know what? That being the last song that we put through on the last reel to program, I think that would be
all right.
Perfect.
We got it.
Nice.
We got there. And it wasn't that difficult.
It was like Apocalypse Now in this bitch.
You know what? It was a strong finish. Yeah. But goddamn, that beginning hurt. Yeah,
there were so many misses. But here's what we came up with. Big Muff. Here, let me get back on camera. It's just easier talking on that one because I can see better from there.
Right.
Big Muff, Behind the Wheel, Never Let Me Down Again, Enjoy the Silence, Clean, Everything Counts, Walking in My Shoes, Black Celebration, Stripped, and It's No Good.
That's a fucking sweet list, man.
I think it's a sweet... You know what? Part of me really wants to do...
Mm-hmm.
Is replace Big Muff.
You know what? I wouldn't be opposed, honestly.
What would we replace it with?
Halo.
Oh... You yeah.
You know what? I'd be fine putting I Just Can't Get Enough in place of it from that record. If we're gonna do that record,
just can't. You know what? Yeah. I you know what? I got no problem with that either. Of course, I like Halo, but but yeah, no. I would say replace Big Mump with Just Can't Get Enough.
Just Can't Get Enough.
I mean, who doesn't like that song? Seriously. It's a great pop song.
I agree.
It is like that first record has a lot of like
fun songs.
like Beach Boys esque pop like pop songs, but they're electronic based instead of like rock based. You know,
right? Didn't that album also had Dreaming of Me?
Yep.
I almost went with what was it? No Disco and
yeah. I like that song too. That I really like that record. I really do. It's a total standalone because it's the only one that Vince Clark wrote, and he left after that. But it's a great record. It's just not a Depeche Mode. What I came to love about Depeche Mode,
right? Same thing with me.
Right.
I did. As a matter of fact, I didn't get into that album until after I was already into Depeche Mode.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, I went back once because I got into Depeche Mode with Some Great Reward. And then followed them through from there. So So I went back to construction time again and speak and spell and a broken frame.
Yeah.
So I liked that album, but it was, yeah, it wasn't my Depeche Mode. And then what they ended up becoming, it wasn't, you know, it really is that Ministry difference.
You know what, a lot of Depeche Mode influence? Nine Inch Nails, like really, like their first, like,
yeah.
Pretty Hate Machine has a lot of Depeche Mode influence on it.
Sure. I'm telling you, and when you figure out that, and this is you and I playing back on the debacle, but when you sit there, you could tie Depeche Mode right into Nirvana and Soundgarden and Marilyn Manson, actually, even.
Yeah.
When you sit there and you draw back on the influences.
Yeah. Especially because they came from the same place that bands like Joy Division, New Order, and
right.
Bauhaus and stuff came from. But
Bauhaus,
they were more accessible because they were essentially a pop band who just, they happened to be popular and wrote these fucking great deep songs that people didn't, I don't think, realize that they were like kind of dark songs and just the kind of dark people in general.
Yeah.
But
right.
I'm a big fan of sneaking that kind of shit into pop music. So.
Yeah.
Well,
you know who else?
Like I said, yeah, I am too, because you know what? That was the thing with those songs is that, you know, you heard a song like Somebody or, you know, Behind the Wheel or any of those kind of songs, and there's darkness to them.
Yeah.
But they're done in a way that it's not obvious. You know,
yeah.
To the person who's not going through these kind of emotions, they just breeze right by it and they dance to it in the club or whatever. But the person that's going through it really gets drawn into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, Jensen, there was a lot of misses tonight.
Hey, you know what? We made one of these last episodes count. That's for sure.
We sure did.
Everything counts.
Everything counts. That's exactly right.
Oh man, I'm tired. Oh, thank you guys so much for doing the show with me tonight.
Thanks for having me again.
Oh man,
I wish that I could have given Depeche Mode the time that it deserved. Like, I seriously just needed like one more afternoon with it to be able to really speak it.
Yeah, I don't think you going through it wouldn't have made this any less painful.
Yeah, well, now that you're a total failure, Depeche Mode will ring more resonant with you, so I think you should...
I should go back and listen.
Yeah, you know, a pleasure instead of business this time.
Yeah.
So, right.
Or
right.
Displeasure, I should say, instead of business.
Oh,
what
man.
You should have had, was, honestly, you should have had your mom do the 20 list for you.
Yeah.
And say, and you can sort of say, hey, this is the list from my mom. She did my homework.
But you know what? If this is one of the last ones on RFR, it was a blast.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I had fun.
It was, I mean,
yeah, I had a blast. Dude.
I was curious to see how Torres and I were going to gel, and it was not at all. Where I was worried about Bobby, and Bobby and I were the same kind of. Like elitist, I guess, about Afghan wins.
Yeah.
Well, see, but you know what? And here's the thing, is I will never get too elitist. I'm just not that guy. You know, I could have. I just, for a starter pack, I will never get elitist. I will do. I will try to go with the things that are most accessible.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I love Depeche Mode singles. Like I like their popular song, except like I could never hear "Personal Jesus" again and be fine.
Mm, yeah,
but
right,
and that's not a bad song at all. It's just I've heard it so much, and I don't think it really, really defines Depeche Mode as much as I think it did.
Right,
it shouldn't anyway. I should say.
But I also like John
Cage's
version.
Other than I do too. Yeah. But other than that, I love their popular songs. Like if you want to buy the greatest hits, you're for a fucking great treat. You know,
I agree. I agree. You can't go wrong. The singles.
Yeah.
If you go out and you get the double CD set, the singles.
Yep.
You're good. You really are, man. It's a great album. It's probably one of the best greatest hits albums. that's out there. I would put it up in top 15, top 10 greatest hits albums.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd put it up there with like Billy Joel's. Cause that shit's good. Mm. Volume 1 and 2, Billy Joel. That's fucking great.
Oh, great, but, dude,
How many houses did he run into?
At that time, none. I don't think. I think greatest of three, he was hitting houses at that point.
greatest houses hit.
Greatest.
Oh, we're terrible people.
No, we're not. No, we're absolutely not at all.
All right.
Nice. And I think we're just punchy.
Yeah, a little.
Which is fine. Nothing screams talking honestly about music like when you're punchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a few things. Leah says, great list, fellows, an entertaining show. Slow burn. Depeche Mode has a slow, evil burn, and that's why this is deprogrammed. You won't get the singles, you'll get the best. So, you know, I feel like that's, I mean, sometimes singles get through, and sometimes, like STP last week.
Yeah.
There's some singles with STP that are unavoidable. Like, they are, that's what STP sounds like. You need that for the episode. There's some where the singles are like, you know what? No, I don't ever want to hear them again. So,
yeah.
Oh man, next week we're doing Car Seat Headrest, and normally again I would do the big sell here. And I mean, you can still give to the Patreon, but I don't know how much.
I'm staying, finishing my coffee.
I don't know how long it'll be RFR, if it's going to switch back to GMYD. I don't know. All I'm saying is I understand if you pull your support. If the support was what RFR is. Or was, then I understand. But we are going to continue creating. We can't create at this pace this way anymore. Like it just I'm dying.
I mean,
I get it.
I stayed when you guys fired me. I'm definitely going to stay when you guys fire yourselves.
I can't wait to fire myself next week, ladies. Oh, there's an extreme close-up to the camera. All right, let's get on our... Like I said, next week, it's basically a full-on Discovery episode of Car Seat Headrest, who started semi-locally. And you guys actually played with him at the MetaFest.
Did we?
Yeah, he opened. He was the opening act on the stage outside.
Oh, okay.
And
who is he?
Who's Car Seat Headrest?
Yeah.
The guy behind it is Will. He's gone by many different names, but when I met him, it was Will Toledo still.
Yeah,
I
that
think.
Was that the MetaFest? Is that the mm-hmm. name he went by under MetaFest?
Yeah, and you know, he still did, it was still Car Seat Headrest, and then the next day he had the full band playing on YMS. And so like it's a little joke between DJ and myself that we created the guy.
So he's got, but he's got enough albums to put out.
Well, there's 7 on Spotify.
I'm fucking up, man. I gotta pick up the slack.
He's got like 11 on Bandcamp that we aren't including.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, two of them have been made since hitting the mainstream. So there was Teens of Style, Denial, or whatever the other one is.
Wow, what does he got, like 30 albums in the vault?
I mean,
he's like Prince, man.
The dude just writes and writes, man. And writes and writes and writes.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, nice enough dude, man. I loved meeting with him and talking to him, and like he opened the MetaFest, and it was just him and his guitar, and he just kind of went for it, and I was like, cool, man, I dig. And then just suddenly I heard his song on like a Netflix show. I was like, I know that song. What?
It was on a
Netflix. I created that
show.
Song.
I created that guy.
Wow.
Oh. Like
hey,
I said, I'm an asshole.
He should have thanked you on his album.
He should have. Damn it.
How dare him.
I will say this. I don't know if it's still the case, but if you go to their Facebook page, your music show is one of the only pages that page likes.
Nice.
So, I mean, these are all trivial things. It's stupid. And I'm an asshole.
Hey, look,
and that's why RFR didn't succeed.
You know what? No. There's nothing trivial about it. You hold on to it. I still got 2 fans in Australia for Torrance vs. Zombies.
Yeah?
2.5 years after I fucking... almost 3 years after that show's been gone. You know what? fuck you. I'm holding on to that.
Life.
You know, dude, the only failure in life is to not try. And you guys fucking tried.
Yeah.
You made it work
exactly.
for a while.
Exactly.
We made it work for literally as long as we could before we felt like we were literally going to die.
Dude, I've watched you, like, your guys' like mental health drop since you started this station.
Yeah, that's not...
It's not easy. It's not easy. And you know what? And here's the thing, man. Like I told you, and you know, how do you measure success?
Yeah.
You know, what's your measurement? If you're going to sit there and say, hey, you know, money is my measure of success, then yeah, you failed. But if you sit there and say, you know what, I had a dream to be self-sufficient.
And Magic Johnson was there.
You know, and you guys did it. You got a fan base.
Dude, you gave so many voices that would have been unheard otherwise a show.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much diversity and people that I would never know in a million years that I know
exactly.
now because of your station.
You know, the station's dissolving. I hope that the shows, like all of us, still stay in contact. I hope that feeling stays the same. It's just impossible to continue doing it at this pace,
right?
Without something seriously bad happening to me or Matt. And I hate to say it that way, hate to lay guilt out there, but that's the real truth of the matter.
Dude, there's a reality behind all of this. So.
Mental health matters.
Hey, look, when John and I stopped doing Torres versus Zombies, I told you what we said, right?
Mm-hmm.
We looked at each other and we said, look, I don't want to hate you.
Yeah.
You know, he said that. He literally said that to me. Things were just getting too tough. He said, I don't want to hate you. I said, you know what? I don't want to hate you either. I think, you know, it was done. And then we went off the air the next week. Essentially, the same thing you did. We announced it that show, and then next week we went off the air. You know, sometimes your sanity is more important.
And, I mean...
And your friendship.
Sanity, friendship, my family. There's just a lot on the line here. And, you know, I've put all that stuff aside for a year and a half to do this, and I wouldn't take any of it back. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, at some point I gotta look out for me too. So
yeah, exactly.
Well, I wouldn't have hired me in retrospect, but
I wouldn't have hired myself. You know, that's where I made the mistake, hiring myself.
Well, that and letting me continue to come on.
Let's stop being so sad. God, let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here because I got at least 25 gay guys banging on my door.
They're going to be banging you soon.
I seriously think that you need to put on the speak and spell loudly from your room.
What,
right
what
now.
I'm going to do is I'm going to open the door and just blast. Just can't get enough.
Oh, yeah.
Just can't get enough. We'll see what happens from there.
I bet you will get enough if you do that.
All right. Time to get on out of here. Like I said, car seat headrest next week, and learn them and love them. People, we'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Dude.